back to the Chew and Who podcast. I am here. Unfortunately, Chew's not here. We got updates on Chew right now. He unfortunately couldn't make it, but he did send me a screenshot just so you guys can follow up if you want. Right there, he's doing fine and well. Still an ICU from last week from the horrible incident. But enough about this guy. I'm honestly tired of Chew. Let's get the show started. Painting dreams, businesses scheme under the spotlight. Nights are hot, the chat is alive. Facebook's blinking live, tapping toes to the local pros where the passions thrive. Chew and talk. Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Chew and Who podcast. And today we got a great show for you. I did say we had a surprise guest today. We do have our original guest, but we have a surprise guest. So he automatically popped up on my chime. I don't know what happened. I guess Chew made the call. But ladies and gentlemen, with me as my co-host tonight is Armando Reyes Cacahuates in the house. Oh my God! Hey. Oh Jesus Christ!
Hold on, don't start. Before I even
okay, yeah, of course he got to get his hors d'oeuvre before
I gotta get my little drink.
All right, whatever.
Hey, what? No bottle opener?
No bottle opener for you today.
God damn! I guess I'm gonna have to use my teeth.
Are you kidding me? What? Damn! Jesus Christ! Over here, guys, you will see that shit. Take a bottle. We'll call him the bottle opener, Cacahuate. Here we go.
We're gonna start.
But anyways, guys, today on our pod, we have the privilege to interview these guys, new upcoming new breed tag team, the Killjoys in the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. What's going on, guys? A lot of words to, it's going to be kind of a weird defecation.
Are they going to talk or something?
I hope so. How you guys
I'm hoping that they can
doing,
cross.
Guys? Here you go. There we go. We got some things going on there. What's going on?
I thought it was going to be a muted show.
I thought it was going to get my ass kicked out.
You know what? I'd rather not even say anything because
we'll just correct you real quick.
All right.
We're not new.
All right.
Up and coming, yes, but we're definitely not new. Uh-huh. See, we've been in this business a very, very long time.
Oh, shit.
As you can see.
I see a belt there, man. Mm-hmm. So let's get down to business. Guys, tell us a little bit about you guys self. I mean, where you guys are from. How did you get into the, I believe, the New Breed Residence Company? Take us back, man. Walk us through. How did we come into that situation? How did we get there?
We just showed up. Plain and simple.
Kick some ass. Now we're here.
The question is why? Why did you guys show up? Why did you guys do what you guys did?
Here we go.
Like we said, we've been in this business a very long time, and the landscape has changed completely. And we figured that it was time to show everybody our era, our generation. You know, because back then, things weren't just handed to you left and right like they are now.
Right.
So we figured we'll remind everybody of the times that have been lost and forgotten.
Everything comes back full circle.
Oh, okay. I already got fans going a little hearts out here by Miss Denise Hassel. I believe that's the correct name.
Oh,
and
okay.
She goes,
Hassel,
because,
yes.
How
you doing,
because
Denise?
They're saying,
shout out to you, and of course, you probably love your family. I know who Miss Denise is.
Okay,
a lot of respect for
it. Just because they run their house. Oh, shit. Okay. So I take it, has there been like a passing of power to you guys now that you guys are in this, the New Breed fraction now?
I want to say passing of power, more
we're filling that void.
Nah.
We're filling that void.
You're
there
filling
was a,
it.
There was a power void that needed to be filled, and we're that team to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if it's New Breed, TWL, Fortuna, Combat. We're going to be all over the place. It doesn't matter what promotion.
Wow. Okay. Dude, this is kind of awkward for me because I'm used to a funny show, but this
is kind of awkward, and it's kind of awkward that I'm here and it's not.
Well, yeah, of course.
But let me tell you one thing, man. I mean, actually, when I was out, I don't know, I guess you guys can call it sick leave from New Breed Wrestling.
Right.
You know, I was actually watching the show that night, and when I saw these two guys coming in, you know, I was like, whoa. I was at the same time surprised. I was amazed by them. I mean, one thing that I got to give you guys, even though what you guys actually have done to us, and you guys know who I'm talking about.
It doesn't
about.
Matter because you're a fan in the end.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I am a fan. You know what? Right. I have become a fan of you guys. Why? Because it's like I have said, I've seen that power. I've seen that strength. I've seen that ability. Hmm. And I see that potential in you guys. So I gotta give you guys a lot of credit. I'm not going to deny anything from you guys, because you guys, when you guys came in with everything. Mm-hmm. Everything in there. I mean, you guys are basically tearing down the house. But you guys haven't torn me down. That's
what I'm thinking. And I've seen there's more comments. I got Frank the Tank Maravilla coming out here. He goes, not my house. Is there a lot of tension in the back room, guys, when you go out before you came into the ring? I mean, is there any some sort of like giving you the stare down? Like,
what stare down?
Exactly, that's what I want
to
know.
Ain't nothing to be stared down. We go in, we do our job, go home.
We leave.
That's it. We go home and enjoy the chaos we caused that night.
Have you ever seen them in action?
I actually was there for the actual street fight. No ring. Which, by the way, was an actual blood sport thing that I was seeing going on. And I did.
Yeah, let it be known that if there was no wind, somebody would have burned that night.
Yes, I understand that. You were trying to light up. Who was that on the? Was that
the exceptional that night, cockroach? Vega.
Vega, there you go. You were trying to light him up, man. And unfortunately, the lighter...
What did you call him?
The exceptional cockroaches. That's what you guys are.
Oh, right. Oh, the exceptional cockroaches.
No matter how many times we step on you guys, you somehow come back.
Hey, well, man.
I guess they're including me. I guess they're including me. Are you guys including me?
Yeah, like baby kids. They don't have
the shoe fits.
Yeah,
including me. The shoe fits.
Because like I've said, I mean, hey, you guys, as of right now... I guess you guys see my live videos, you know, when I've been working out and all that. I mean,
yeah, bad form. You need to improve on that a little bit more.
Whatever.
You need to stop using the baby weights. You need to hit the
baby weights. Yeah, right. You don't really know how many weights I actually.
I mean, he's already got bad form. If you stop using the baby weights, he's really gonna hurt himself.
Oh my god. Yeah, whatever.
The baby weights.
So simple calisthenics for you. Simple calisthenics.
Yeah. Whatever.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you guys, like I told you guys, don't worry about them.
Do you guys have, when y'all joined as a tag team, did y'all have history before y'all joined?
Well, you want to dial it back all the way to the beginning?
I want to hear the story, because I really want to know what the inside story of the Killjoys are from the very, very beginning.
Back then, we were just a bunch of guys just looking to live the dream. Every Friday night, Thursday night, downtown CNLRA. Well, you know what? I think you can tell a better story than me.
Of course I can. So, go ahead. As he mentioned, we first met about 13 years ago. Wow. It's a little company called Wrestling Revolution.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, back then, there was no other promotions. It was just one.
Right.
So, you know, we met there. Like I said, we're just a couple of young guys trying to make a name for ourselves, trying to live out our dreams. And then... we kind of went our separate ways. He went on his little hiatus, and I kept doing my thing. And then, of course, Wrestling Revolution went under, and that's when everything branched out. That's when you got your TWLs. That's when you got your New Breed. That's when Combat Cold, Fortuna, all of that stemmed from one company.
Okay.
And like we mentioned, times weren't the same. Things were being handed out to people, opportunities. We got tired of it, you know, because that's not how things were run back in our day. So we decided, we got together one day and was like, hey, let's make a change. Let's make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like we mentioned before, wins, losses, none of that matters to us. It's about proving a point.
Right.
It's about sending that message.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking it back to the old days.
And honestly speaking, they have proven a point. They have. They have proven a lot of points.
Mm-hmm.
Not only attacking us, but attacking a lot of people. I mean, like I've said, I mean, I'm not going to take nothing away from you guys. I'm never going to take anything away from you guys. Ever since I first saw you guys coming into New Breed Wrestling, I was amazed by you guys, by your strength, everything, guys. I mean, I'm not here... talking anything bad about you guys. I'm not going to take nothing bad about you guys at all, because you guys are everything right now. You guys, like you said, especially you, Brandon, you actually said that you've been in this business for 13 years. Y'all have been in this business about 13 years. And you guys have demonstrated a lot. You guys are strong. You guys are everything. Are people actually, are wrestlers afraid of them?
Absolutely. I'm fucking terrified of right now.
I know. I don't even know what to say right now. I don't even know what to say, especially the way they're staring down at me right now. I feel like you guys actually still want to continue doing more damage than what you guys...
What I want to do, Mondo, is put you through that damn window.
Okay, right, we can't do that because I'm fully insured there, guys. Let's take a step back on that. I mean, I'm just going to put this out there, man. Just for the first 10 minutes of this podcast already.
What?
I don't know, man. It just seems like you're brown-nosing in here trying to lick some kind of bridge here. Between these guys, is there something going on?
I'm a co-host. I can't really say something. Well, I mean, I can say a lot of negative things about these guys.
All right.
You know, especially the way you guys attacked me. Okay. Yeah, you guys actually left me in the hospital for a few days. You know, just for a few days. That was a good thing about it.
Thank you so much for that.
Oh, shut up.
Next time, we'll make it a little.
But when I came back, you know, nobody expected. You guys didn't expect for me to come back at all. After that beating that you guys gave me, and I'll be honest, I don't know if you saw the video.
No, I have not seen the video yet.
Okay, well,
I will look for it and I will post it on there.
Look for it, and you're going to be surprised. Actually, mm-hmm. I'll be honest, I was terrified for what they did.
Right.
I mean, it got to the point where I didn't think I was actually going to come back into the wrestling business because of them. Because of them, you know, I was like, right. Wow.
We'll send you the video later, Mark.
I'll love to see that. And I got I got my brother talking out here. He goes, do it! Do it! Throw him into the wall! Just beat him up. You're a favorite on the podcast.
We beat up Taco Watt on this podcast. It's going to be number one in the valley right now.
Why cacahuate? Why bring up the word cacahuate?
Yeah. Yeah,
seriously. That's what they call it.
Bro.
Well, I know. Unfortunately, that's what they call
it. You look like this right now.
That's actually like that for your information. If you know where that comes from, it actually comes from corn. Not from actually by
pee. It's actually crappy.
Shut up. Man, you're starting to. You're gonna start some problems tonight.
Yes,
Mark.
I am.
Guarantee you're gonna start some problems tonight.
One of us is gonna get their ass kicked tonight.
You're telling me that I'm brown nosing them? No, I'm not brown nosing them at all.
I'm sorry, credit. Cops acting up because I'm allergic to his bullshit right now.
Oh, thank you very much. Wow. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I have to give credit where credit is earned.
Where's my napkin? You got a little brown nose, man.
Shut up.
So, but honestly, I mean, they're. I saw the match, like I said, the Bloodsport match y'all had two Sundays ago.
But you were there.
I was there watching it, bro.
I heard you singing.
Yeah, it was the intro, amazing, by the way. Whoever selected that, one of the great intro music I've ever heard in a long time. I can't play here, unfortunately. I can't play it here. But if you go and look for it itself on the New Breed on their YouTube page, you can actually hear the intro song. Really great song. There's the Lost Boys, if I'm not mistaken.
It was a cover of the Cry Little Sister.
Yeah, Cry Little Sister.
It's by the R version that we have done is by Seasons After.
There you go.
The Rockman.
There you go. And hearing that when you guys came out, a lot of the guys where I was on there, there's some water right there if you need somebody.
Yeah, I'll probably get some a little bit. I'm telling you, it's just bullshit. Excuse me.
Tell you guys.
So, I mean, you guys come in. Guys come in together as a tag team. Unfortunately, it was a three-way triple threat match, what it was.
Yeah, Dirty Sanchez tried evicting me in a match where there's no rules, so I had every right to be there.
Exactly.
But it's perfectly fine. I'll let it pass.
If you go back and watch the replay, Moistar did come back and put a stamp of approval on a couple of good, awesome... good, awesome hits, man, for that night. I mean, that's
talking about brown nosing, man. Hey, you're talking about brown nosing.
I'm just saying the success of that match in particular was
brown
amazing.
Not brown nosing,
bro. You're at the hype for the brown nose, all right? But anyways, watching that match, it was a great match. I would have loved to see the fire. Fortunately, the ladder doesn't work. But how do you prepare yourself for these matches when you go in? I mean,
itself, being in the studio itself, man, you can feel, you can cut the tension with a freaking butter knife right now. If you're here and you're watching, you can feel the tension, see the tension or hear the tension between this gentleman right here and them. There's something going on there that I want to know. I want to get the bottom of it. But before you go, when you come into this ring, say for that night when you came into to wrestle itself. By the way, foaming at the mouth, talked to Marianne was some scary shit.
What's the preparation? You just go in ready for war. It's you or them,
right?
That's how we do it in the wasteland.
And again, we've had 13 years to get into that headspace. We don't have to get into the headspace. We're already in that headspace.
Mm-hmm. Once that bell rings. Well, you know what? Let me interrupt you for a second. I was in that headspace when I had my last match in 2015 mm-hmm. at Wrestling Revolution. Just mm-hmm. a little simple rumble, spot in the rumble. Thinking, oh, a little comeback. Little Wolf King took me out. And I just decided, you know what? Maybe this isn't for me. Mm-hmm. And I stewed with that till about last year when I was getting that itch. I was like, you know what? I think I can do this. So I was just looking for a way in, and Nawal was kind enough to invite me over to start training. Uh-huh. I was getting back in the rhythm. And then sure enough, he's like, hey, it's here if you want it. Sure enough, I did it. That was January 6th of 2023.
Wow.
A year later, not even less than a year later, December 2024 going to 2025, I win this thing, my first ever title. Wow. Since I first started in 2010.
And that was in what organization?
This was in TWO. I am the TWL Hidden Gem Champion.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
I proved the doubters wrong when I brought this home with me that day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still been by my side ever since.
I have always said, man, I mean, if you have everything and you want it, you have to go for it. You have to go for it. You're not going to stay behind. You're not going to actually be asking questions. You're just going to make a name for yourself, and you're going to go out there.
Do you feel you can get them there?
Wow, you're putting me in a bad spot.
I'm putting you in the spot right now because there's a lot of brown nosing going on.
Wow, you're putting me in a
spot. I want to put you in the spot right now.
With that question, you're putting me in the spot.
I do want to put you in the spot right now.
You know what? You know what? I will answer that question honestly.
I want to hear this. I want to hear this.
I will answer that question very honestly. Do I have what it takes to guide them to more? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be up to them. I cannot make that decision for myself. That would be up to them.
Mm-hmm.
If they would like for me to be there for them. Okay. That would be up to them. I cannot force them. I cannot tell them, hey, yes, I can do it. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to go in there. No, the decision has to be from them. I cannot make that decision at all.
Well, I got otherwise here from some of the fans here. I got a Jacinto Rivera saying, Killjoys, can you finally do away with Mr. Peanut? And I got Denise saying, snake in the grass. Snake in the grass. I don't know what to believe, man.
But you put me in a bad spot right there with that question.
It's just a question. I mean, well, it's something I want
to
know.
I think we need to head back to the lands and consult with the seer.
I agree.
You see, and people are saying you don't need management. Yeah. You can do it on your own.
We've proved that we can do it on our own.
Yeah, they have proven it. I'm not going to deny it. They have proven it.
Mm.
And they're still proving it. You guys are actually still proving it.
Mm.
But
I don't know, man. It just sounds...
Shut up.
It smells like...
Like what?
I'm not going to say.
You really think.
I honestly think you're really trying to build a bridge or pitch at an angle.
No,
at an angle.
What you don't understand right now, Mark, what you don't understand, right now I'm your co-host right here.
Uh-huh.
What you don't understand is how I'm looking at them, because I still haven't forgot what they did to me in two occasions.
Mm.
In two occasions. One, they actually took me hostage. They beat me up. They left me unconscious. They sent me to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
When I came back,
I call that a win.
That told you evening, you buried him. That evening, I don't know if you saw the video. Brandon Morningstar actually hit me with glass on my head.
I want that video.
Made me bleed again.
I want that video too.
Made me bleed a lot. But that evening, if it wasn't for Sean, Sean Rebel Rock Jones, he would have smacked me with a chair right over my head again.
More like Sean sticks his nose where it doesn't belong, Jones.
Well, I mean, everybody has a bone with you guys. It's the same way. A lot of them have a bone with me, too.
Well, a lot of people have skeletons in the closet, but you don't have me talking.
I should have been a dual champion, but, I mean, the cockroaches wanted the attention that they deserve.
But do you want to know why everybody has a bone with us?
I really do.
Because they see that
we're right. I already know the answer, but go ahead.
We're doing everything that they wish they could in taking the initiative. Okay. We don't wait for people to hand anything to us.
Absolutely. You guys don't waste any time at all. You guys have actually, like I said, you guys have demonstrated that. And I've seen that. When I see it with my own eyes, I'll acknowledge that. Mm-hmm. And you guys actually just, whatever you guys want, boom, you're there. You'll take it.
So it's been two occasions, you said?
Yeah.
Well, didn't you say make it a third occasion?
Oh, who said that? Who said that?
Denise.
Ms. Hustle?
Ms. Hustle.
Ms. Hustle, please. Come on, Ms. Hustle.
It says here, Killjoys, take them right after the show, guys. I got money for you.
Wait a minute. Who said that?
Money talks.
Who said that?
That's all I'm going to say.
Let me tell you what. You guys are giving bad ideas right now because we're in the third floor. We are in the third floor, and I can end up on,
that window does open, guys.
We'll let you guys take a pick. Window 1, 2, or 3.
Woo! That sounds like a plan to me.
Or strap near the chair and just kick him downstairs.
Oh, shit.
This chair sounds awesome right now.
Quit giving ideas.
Right here, I got one from the B-Boy Bros. I see the district pick that is given the best manager in the RGV. Shame on you. Me? Me? This little thing? Are you serious? Get out of here, man. I'm blocking your ass.
And to think I actually like the Beefy Boy Bros. Damn it.
Sorry, guys.
Beefy Boy Bros. One question, podcast.
One question that I have for you guys. Let's go ahead and just... How did you guys come up with that name? The Killjoys. What is the definition of that name?
It all started when we were just... I actually found him. Well, if we're going to really dive into this, I think we really need to pinpoint the origins of the day we met. Well, we reunited. It was at a funeral for a fellow wrestler called Gil, the Rebel Striker.
Yes. So I remember him.
I ran into Brandon that day. We hadn't seen each other. Like what?
Since 2015?
Over a decade ago. I had been out of the game. He had been out of the game. And then this was when I was just starting to come back, little by little. And then I was like, hey, you want to team up? Send a message one day. He's like, yeah, let's do it. The rest pretty much was history. We figured out, we sat down, we're like, we're going to make this time ours now with what little time we have left. And sure enough, when we were looking for our names, they just came one day, Killjoys. Why does our joy, our good time have to be, destroyed with watching other people get the stuff that we deserved and earned? It's our turn to ruin their joy, to kill it in a way.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. I like that very much.
That does make a lot of sense. Name does make a lot of sense now.
We got other... people, I just put it on there. I got George. Yeah. I got George.
Casito Rivera, you better block him. I don't want to see that guy.
I got
anymore.
George saying
that. You know who that guy is, right? You know who Casito is.
I know
right?
who that is.
That's Nicky's.
By the way, you heal nicely.
Shut up.
I got George saying, a ver, ¿qué pasa aquí? And Denise says, window number 3. George says, Mr. Peanut can fly. I've seen it. And Hazir says, I got the money ready, guys, whenever you guys are ready.
Keep your PayPal. Keep the PayPal.
By the way, please send your money to the Chew New Podcast. But anyways.
Man, bad idea.
It's a beautiful idea. But like I said, you guys, there's a lot of gold out in New Breed. Not only New Breed and Combat Call and so on and so forth, like we're talking about.
There's gold everywhere.
Yep. As we can tell right now.
Yeah.
There's gold everywhere.
We got gold everywhere.
Is there, in the future, I know you guys are plowing down through teams left and right.
We can just cut to the chase right here and then. Nightmares of Pain, you have what we want for two separate titles.
There you go. Let me put you on camera.
We got two separate promotions.
Two separate promotions, actually. Yeah, rather than that. We got, the Double Dragons at New Breed and the Combat Cult Tag titles. And let's not forget those guys over there at TWL, Tony Strong and JJ LeVay. You can either get it up or get it took.
I remember Pete saying that they had those titles because no one else was good enough to take them from them. We're here, motherfucker. We're here.
Jesus. I mean,
so what? You guys don't think that the exceptional deal can take away those titles?
God, no.
Exceptional deal can barely manage to fight us one-on-one.
How long have they been together and they haven't been able to do it?
He does have a point.
It's true.
Even though I'm their manager, he does have a point. I cannot deny what he just said.
And I got people fucking saying right now, man. I got say, hey, Killjoy. Okay, well, we answered that question right now. Hey, Killjoy, who's next on your hit list? Which title is next? That we just answered that. I got Frank the Tank saying, y'all can't kill Big Bobby Flex and the Valley's favorite party boy, Joyce. Ooh. That's what he's saying here.
Last time I heard Party City was only shutting down. So we're even partying.
Oh, my God. It did shut down and all that. Well, guys, going back now, Brandon, that you actually...
Forgive me. It's that bullshit.
Hold on. No, this is actually a question. This is actually, we're going in here on the podcast. This is actually a question. You guys actually already mentioned that the Nightmares of Pain do have everything. Question. Do you guys have what it takes to bring them down?
Many years ago, I had what it takes to face Nightmare 101. That's good. I'm going to say pre-2015.
Okay.
He took me out. Match never finished. I'm still waiting. Come on, Nightmare.
That was 10 years ago, man. 10 years ago.
I can count. All right? I got five.
Shut up. That was 10 years ago. Wow. And you still hold that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course you hold a grudge, bro.
I don't.
I hold grudges.
You've done to me for decades. I hold grudges. I bet you do.
We hold a lot of grudges.
As far as our next target, though, we already have that dead set and locked.
Oh, yeah.
As to where, when, and who it's going to be, we all just have to stay tuned.
Well, yeah. And I got George saying on here, saying, oh shit, calling out NOP con huevos.
Yep.
Exceptional. Denise
saying, George, Pokemon?
Yes. I got Denise saying, exceptional deal has nothing on the Killjoys. and then George came back and says, the party perros. Says, Nightmare never dropped. Nightmare never dropped the rattlesnake. Oh shit. Okay, that's something I didn't know. I mean, there was a lot of talk on that couch last week, what these guys were planning on doing, what they're going to just keep on rolling and destroying whatever path they're on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
I barely known about them just for the past 2.5 months.
But we did hit a nerve. If you guys watched the podcast last week, we did hit a nerve. I hit a nerve. Because unfortunately, there is they hit a fork in the road with between Nightmare and Pain. Because Nightmare said he's going for that title belt, and that was something that was kindly pushed under the rug on the podcast. So
that Nightmare is going after Pete Payne's
woo-hoo! Belt. They're going. He's going in for some sort of Rumble.
Yeah, I would love to.
And he's
going to
go for that belt. So the way I see it. There is a fork. All tag teams go through the fork in the road. Is there a fork in the road in the future between you guys? Or is there any tensions that sometimes arise, but y'all beat the crap out of each other to settle it?
Nope.
Ain't nothing wrong with the Killjoys. Never has been, never will be.
You guys because we have just the same mentality. In and take what you guys say you guys deserve. That's mm-hmm. what you guys are saying.
And I got one from the Beefy Boy Bros. Joe's saying, hey, cool. Killjoy. That's another our other podcast brother here. He said, hey, Killjoy, have you ever considered on becoming a trio team? And if so, who can hang with the Killjoy?
Let's just say the Wastelands are a very mass expanse.
We have so-called kings. We have death dealers. We have seers. We have renegades. So it all depends on who shows up at our doorstep.
that pretty much says...
It says it all.
Yeah. That sums it up.
And I'm aware that these guys do mean business.
I, dude, and I'm talking, speaking of business, I got to hit my sponsors already. It's already 30 minutes into the pod. This is getting very interesting. Well, but we have to... Well,
the second half is going to get more interesting.
It's going to be more interesting. And a big shout out, first of all, guys, to our local sponsor. I noticed, let me hide these bad boys, because these guys, you can't see what's going on behind the curtain here. It is not... There you go. I'll leave that on there. Anyways, big shout out to Anotis Construction. Area code 956-363-7195. These guys are craftsmanship on residential, commercial, also, and renovations and new construction. Let them know. Tune in and say, great guys. You thinking about building a house?
I need a renovation on my bathroom.
Do you?
Yeah. Really? No, I just had a renovation. I just had a renovation.
Well, I think they do hobbit homes.
Dude, I ended up spending like $30,000 on renovation.
I believe they do hobbit homes so they can go to the squire and help you out.
Oh, shit.
Also, big shout out. I'm sorry. My bad. You see what you got me doing here? You got me messing up. You got me all nervous and shit. Also, big shout out to another great sponsor. Triple J Plumbing, and the guys, great sponsor to the podcast. Give them a call. Give Juan a call, 956-854-9622, and we're getting people throwing popcorn.
No kidding, bro. I mean, these guys are actually starting to.
956-854-9622. That's Juan, and give Jerry a call, 956-478-5316. Give them a call. They do residential. I believe it's residential plumbing. They also work in hospital grade and new construction and renovation. Give these guys a call.
I need my toilet. I need a new toilet because I already blew mine up.
They have a lot of kids' toilets at home. Don't worry about it. They got you hooked up. Triple J Plumbing, also licensed plumbers, guys. And don't forget, guys, your crap is their bread and butter. So, guys, going back into this little screen over here. Ooh, what's that? Oh, shit. Oh, what's going on? Okay, hold on.
One of them is a handsome guy and the other one is you.
Yeah, well, unfortunately... We're gonna fix that right now. Hold on 1 second. Let me get back over here. Woo, got a lot of problems today. Here's he. There we go.
Pay the internet, bro.
I gotta pay the internet. I gotta pay my bills, homie.
God damn, pay the internet,
bro. We are enjoying tonight, guys, with our great sponsor to the podcast. We are enjoying a little bit of Milo's kettle corn. Guys, we are tasting out the...
Actually, I was being thrown at right now.
And you were catching it with your mouth. Catch it with your mouth, buddy. Show your skills.
Shut up.
Sounds like a Friday night. Okay. Ladies and Love Potion by Milo's Kettle Corn. They do local events. Also, fundraisers. Hit that QR code. Give them a call. This is a new flavor for this month only. You got till tomorrow to get. Hopefully, still have some. It's called the Love Potion. It's a great, great popcorn.
I need this, man.
And also, right now, guys, just about a couple days ago, I'm going to put the screen on myself right here. Yep. A couple days ago, I had a customer come into where I work. He does beef jerky. I tried the lemon pepper, and he told me, "Hey, man, I got something you might want to taste, bro." And
went inside where you work?
Unfortunately, yes, he did.
And you were cleaning the toilets at that time, like that's because that's what you basically do.
Sure, why not? We'll take it that way. Whatever, man. I was taking your job for the day.
Yeah, whatever.
He gave me, the name of the company is called LB's The Jerk Shop. Let me put that right on there. You want to give a call. This flavor, guys, I gave you a piece down there. This contains tequila in the pot.
Dude, that's how stingy you were that you only gave him two pieces?
Bro, it's a big piece, bro. It's two big pieces.
Right, let me have one.
Let me get you a big piece.
I think we should refrain from it because there's tequila in it. I think we end up throwing them off the roof.
No, that's only the roof.
Eat it!
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Man, these guys really want to... They really want to throw me off.
Remind me to put the George Culture Club. Do you really want to hurt me? This is actually really good, guys.
Yeah, this is good.
This is really good. With the tequila flavor.
This is good, man.
Give them a look them up right here.
Yeah.
That's the number. Give them a call.
This... And this?
Oh, yeah. Good mixture. Why not?
Hell yeah.
Give them a call, the Jerk Shop, Jerk Shack. Text them at 956-472-3148. Great flavors. He has a multi-flavors, guys. Great guy. Give them a call. Let them know. Chewy sent you, man. Woo! It's really good. I love it. Okay, I got some comments coming in here. Ooh, got a lot of comments coming. This is,
Everybody's actually... The comments are actually that these guys... you know, they're requesting for these guys to hurt me. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah, and I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Shut up.
I got George. George talking to him. Yes, he's saying as I've met war parties. I've met war parties, road warriors, and Vikings from the wastelands. The wastelands breed hellish warriors. They got that, and then it goes, El Peanut is the best, supposedly Diana Rodriguez Reyes. Oh, that's cute. That's cute. Yeah, he's going to throw out the window today. And a big shout out to our number one fan. He's been following us since day one, Mr. You know who you are, buddy. You know who you are. You know, Louie, you know who you are. I'll say it for you. Ama! There you go, buddy. Every single time you come on here. I got Julio Martin saying, ooh, I don't know what the hell that means. I got Frank the Tank speaking up again. He says, the Buzz Killjoys are sucking out all the fun in that room.
I guess that's okay, to me, guys. And that sounded like a challenge.
It sounded like a big challenge.
That sounded like a big challenge.
And here we got Denise saying, "Watch your mouth, Tank. Killjoys will be coming for you next." Hey. Oh, okay.
Remember when there was a guy with blonde hair looked like that going to every other show yelling out, "That's not my ref. That looks like him, right?"
Yeah. What happened to that dude?
Yeah, I heard you tried to learn
but, stuff. But is that, that's Frank the Tech Maravilla, right? That's actually saying that?
That's saying that, yeah. Tech.
Well, I mean, I feel that little...
Yeah, because I remember seeing this blonde big dude. That's not my riff. Mm-hmm.
Wow, right. Where did you see him?
Some little fake ass from promotion, you know. We don't talk about them no more. Yeah, the ring's broken.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I got Frank the Tank saying it. I think Denise Caso is snake bitten because she's talking crazy. That's what I got here.
Well,
there's shots being tossed out here,
that's
guys.
It's already starting to get a little bit personal.
It's getting a little personal here, guys.
A little personal.
I don't know what's going on. Is there an issue between you guys? We have Frank the Tank.
Well,
I think the issue should
Frank
be more between.
Mm. He really doesn't. Mm-hmm. Just let him talk. Mm. We already have our eyes set on the people we want.
What's he gonna do? Shoot us with the streamers?
Actually, I want to be shot with streamers.
Go back to hanging toxic. That's what you got, alright?
Vamonos. Oh my god.
Ooh.
Man.
Damn. That's
Damn the Tank.
Damn the Tank.
Damn the Tank.
So, this coming up week. I know there's a show coming up
on Sunday.
Well, like every Sunday, they've been knocking out the Landmark. Big shout out to Landmark.
Absolutely, yeah. We're there every Sunday at 7.
Who's this next opponent? What's going on this weekend? Can you give us a little insight? Nothing. Nothing at all.
You just have to go there and see for yourself.
Ooh,
well, so you don't know who your opponent is for this Sunday?
No, we know.
Would you?
Whoever would choose it to
be. In about
10
minutes, I think it's about to be you right now.
Hey!
Wow. You get excited by that.
Yes, I do.
You get excited by that.
I love violence.
Anybody that actually hurts me, you get excited by that. Wow.
I do. Hey, I'm about to push him off the camera.
Now, shut up. You know who I sound like, seriously, when I keep telling you shut up?
Who?
Actually, no. You know who Jeff Dunham is, right? You know who Jeff Dunham is?
Yes, I do.
You know that he has a character called Peanut.
Yeah.
What does Peanut do all the time?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Now I do sound like a peanut. Damn.
You don't want to know where my head's going to go right now.
So, you know what, Brandon? Why don't we talk about your appointment for this Sunday? Since that was already brought up by the host tonight. Why don't we talk about it? You know who your opponent is going to be this Sunday. You know that it's going to be one of my guys, the exceptional one, Alberto Vega. Okay, well, call him whatever you want.
Mm.
How are you going to prepare for him?
Mm.
Well, the good thing about it, I'm not going to be there anyway, so, that's Sunday. I'm not going to be there. I can't make it that Sunday show, so basically you're going to have...
Are they having a midget convention somewhere?
Shut up. So you're going to have your hands a little bit full for that evening.
What?
You're going to have a hard match.
I'm not hands full with anything.
Dude, that's cheap glasses that break easily. Come on.
But you're lucky. You are going to be very lucky that I'm not going to be there that evening. I mean, yeah, you're going to be lucky that I'm not going to be there that evening.
No, you're lucky you're still able to walk and be here.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's the strength that I have.
I do have a Choose Walking sticker.
I know, that walker's still here. No, still wait a minute. He didn't go with the walker?
He didn't go with the walker, trust me. It was horrible last week, man.
Oh, man. Well, two weeks in a row.
Gave me his leg.
Two weeks in a row, actually, with that.
I think he dodged a bullet not coming in the teal.
Well, you know what? Getting back to the match that he's going to have on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really prepared for it?
I'm always prepared. Question is Vega prepared? Because all these months, he's been mostly dealing with Jake over here. I've been dealing with Delta. And look how Delta ended up.
Yeah,
I gotta admit it.
No, you know, while he's doing okay, not the best, but he's doing okay. But, man, seriously, they are talking about my other person, which is Christopher Delta. Man, you guys, they really did a number on him.
Really?
You know, yeah, he right now, his back is injured and all that, so he's having to go through some procedures done.
How many spinal injections? Yeah.
Well, he's had a lot, and he's still going through that because of you guys. Because of you guys. And that's where I'm preparing myself.
Right, and I got Denise here saying that Morningstar doesn't need to prepare for someone so easy to beat. Got Vicente Aguilar.
Oh, Vicente.
He's saying, hey, look, it's Jake and his pet, the starfish.
Wow.
Salty Texas fan. We don't acknowledge
him. That's true, Vicente. You are a Texan fan, so we're not going to acknowledge you for tonight. Get off Facebook.
Do you really want to go there?
Don't even start.
All right, he goes, Vicente Aguilar says, I can't hear the starfish. Here's LB Castillo, the gentleman who does the beef jerky. That's his phone number, guys. You want to give him a call? You want a piece of that action that we're having tonight? Give him a call right here. And I got another.
Use some with whiskey and deliver it to the wastelands.
There you go. You hear that? Keep that in mind.
Yeah, keep that in mind.
LB.
Hey, don't take me wrong. It is good, bro. I'm taking this home, bro. I'm taking this home.
Someone's gonna get the ass beat.
Hey, for beef jerky, I'm
right. He says, hey, Killjoys, B-Boy Bros are wondering who are on your Mount Rushmore of wrestling. And that goes to the Chew and Ooh pronouncer. Oh, for me also? I'm not gonna answer that. I won't even tell this guy because he'll never shut up. But yeah, who are your Mount Rushmore wrestlers? Let's start with Rattlesnake.
Well, I can give you, like, we're gonna go with The Undertaker. 90s Attitude Era Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
Ministry of Darkness. We'll go with long hair Eddie Guerrero.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then you had also Chris Jericho. Stone Cold, obviously, and Shawn Michaels.
No, well, he got five heads up there. I'll take it.
Stone Cold.
Fuck it.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Right. Let him pick what he wants. It's okay, buddy. What are your top five? Five. Let's go five. Top five.
Taker again, one of the best. Michaels definitely.
I'm gonna
throw in
90s
era Rock.
Okay.
Back in that day.
Initial Domination Rock or the
corporate rock.
I like that guy.
Stone Cold, of course, and at least my personal pick can't go wrong with Million Dollar Man.
Teddy DiBiase, absolutely one of the best heels in the business. No doubt about that. As a matter of fact, you know, these two gentlemen right here, actually they mentioned The Undertaker.
Right.
You know, of course, the Phenom. Mm-hmm. Nobody could actually duplicate that guy. Nobody could actually, you know, be more superb than him. I'll never forget when I saw him that Saturday night in Brownsville in a match. Before he actually went to Survivor Series.
What the hell?
Yeah. He actually wrestled in Brownsville that evening.
Really?
Before he actually went to WWE. Well, that time it was WWF.
Uh-huh.
And I freaked out because, you know, I was like, okay, I just saw him the previous night as a, you know, different person.
Right.
And then the following night, he's at the Survivor Series.
Shit.
And I was like, wow. And... I mean, I got The Undertaker. Hell yeah, man.
What was he under? Mean Mark or Texas Red?
Actually, that time, he was the Gravedigger. He was on another promotion for another one from Corpus. He actually wrestled as the Gravedigger last night. that night. And then the following night, he was actually in WWF, which was WWF at that time.
Right.
But mine are always going to be, my number one, basically, is always going to be Bruiser Brody, bro. All
right.
Bruiser Brody.
All right.
My second one, Eric Emery.
All right.
I'm more 80s guy.
Yeah, I hear
Of course. I have to combine the family, the Von Erichs.
Okay.
Von Erichs. Unfortunately, those guys, they went through a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And all that.
The curse, of course.
I have 4 out of 5. I'm only going to go. And of course, my last one is always going to be Stone Cold Steve Austin.
There you go.
That's going to be. And of course, I can say my fifth one is Triple H.
All right.
Triple H.
For myself.
Well, we don't care about you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to speak my mind anyway. And by the way, guys, apologies to the Killjoys and to people listening out there on the podcast line. The volume was low. I just saw that right now. Raised it up, but we'll go back to that conversation. They heard everything. It was just
a good thing. Sabotage.
Wow.
No, it was sabotaged by the corporate.
Peanut over here. Yeah.
Will you all quit? I know. I get it. Will you all quit with the peanut stuff?
Come on, dude. You can do it. You did it.
Peanut's still great with cacahuates.
Peanut is still great with cacahuates. The same thing. That you?
So, as far as for myself, I would have, first of all, Dusty Rhodes would probably be one up there on that Mount Rushmore. Secondly, like I said, the stable of the Von Erichs. The Fleabirds would probably be my third.
The who?
The Fleabirds, man.
Why did you say flea?
Well, I said Fleabirds.
No, you said flea.
Flea, well, I'm probably looking at you, that's why. The Fleabirds, number three. And, of course, the four would be the Four Horsemen. And last but not least, Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's right, like one of my favorites.
Absolutely.
But those are. I'm a big Dusty Rhodes fan. I love the way he spoke on my. And the reason why I picked the Four Horsemen, Ric Flair is like one of my favorite wrestlers also. So, but all in all, guys, this Sunday coming up, we have a match which we don't know.
Are you gonna be there?
I'm going to try to be there. I'm going to try to catch this.
Like I said, they're busy Sunday.
We are going to be very busy Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to head out there and go check this out. I'm going to try to get out there this Sunday.
Are you going to be very busy Sunday?
Very busy.
Only what? It's in the early morning and all the way to the evening? You guys have...
Pretty much all day.
All day.
Wow.
Let's just say kings will fall.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know, bro. I mean, if I were you, I have a pep talk with your guys before they head out Sunday night, if that is the match.
I don't know.
Who says we're talking about him?
I'm not going to be there that night. So
they need to
prepare themselves.
But then again, remember, I am facing Vega Sunday.
But we're not concerned with cockroaches at this point. We're concerned with what's going to happen before.
Oh, wow. One more question for you guys. I mean, I know we're barely 48 minutes in, and this is getting really good. Like I said, the tension between you two guys are, it's intense.
You don't know how bad.
I'm going to give you the camera right now. You are speaking to the Combat Colt and the New Breed champions, tag team champions. Let them know what's on your mind. What should they be looking forward to if the time comes when you finally meet up on that road? I'll let you have it. It's all yours.
Well, let's put it plain and simple. Nightmares of pain. You're going to get a war. A war is going to happen for those belts, whether you like it or not. And it's going to end with us claiming them. And I'll add another one to belong with that one right next to it.
That's pretty much it.
You know what? I would love to see that match.
I would
love to see that match.
Another one.
You guys.
This guy's little puppets that he has going on his side over here. Any words for them?
They already know what's up. They've had those words. They just got to ride out the storm until we're finished playing with them.
Go back and look at our first tag match ever with them. After weeks of just giving them the business, pretty much. Almost put on a whole 30-minute match, just beating the shit out of them all over the landmark. And yet they still have the audacity to come and challenge us some more. That, my friend, is the definition of insanity. Thinking that one little win's going to change everything. No, it's going to come back again.
And I got people talking right here. I got you sit there and I say, what you want to kill bitches pain. I don't know what that means, but that's...
Yeah, that's text and talk right there.
Okay.
No, I
and then I got Maria Aguilar saying N-O-P, N-O-P, N-O-P. And I still got more people out here. AJ, this is AJ Star says, hi, Mundo. There you go. I don't know what's going on. This is one of the most intense episodes that I've had in a while.
No kidding.
It's interesting. Whoa, well, someone's getting up. Oh. Something's happening. Oh, he's getting the water. Sorry.
Are you aware that that was my water, right?
Not anymore, buddy.
Exactly. He was your water.
That is my water.
But you didn't have it. Water. Okay, man.
Let him have the water, right? Damn. Got expensive equipment here, man. I don't mind about to fuck it up, all right? Don't be fucking around.
Right. Look, us coming after those tag titles is inevitable. When it's going to be, we'll figure that out down the line. Mm-hmm. But it's going to happen.
And they do have.
But not only those tag titles, we're going to take over all of Valley Wrestling, one promotion at a time.
And whether they do have what it takes.
Whether it's in tag team action, whether it's in singles action, it doesn't matter. We're going to take over.
So you guys are really... You really have that mentality that you guys want to dominate.
Mm-hmm. Even if it's singles, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
I mean, do you guys only want to dominate the Valley, or you guys want to dominate other places also?
Well, I guess we can spoil this for them. House of Glory, you will be seeing the Killjoys invade. And if you guys know your wrestling, you won't know what House of Glory is about.
I know where I know what's what's all about. Gosh. I know that for a fact, man.
See, I got a.
Quit watching porn.
I'm not watching porn. That's
damn.
I got Visita saying Payne is here with me. He goes, how can he go live with you? Unfortunately, I have those powers invested in me to do that. I wish
we do.
And can if you want, you can. I can put. If you want to call me through my phone, you do have my number.
Tell him to call you through
through Messenger. You can call me through Messenger. I can get
that. We would like to hear that response back.
Just hit me up, Pete, if you can, so we can get
it. Ponlo.
And I got also Denise saying, Killjoys take what they want.
Vicente, I know that Payne is there with you. I know you're putting it. Pero sabes que? Call Mark through FaceTime Messenger so we can have Pete Payne talk to respond to that. We would like that.
Yeah, hold on one second. I think I can get him right here on the phone if possible. Hopefully he answers. I got him on the speaker right now. He'll pop up right now when he comes here. But there's a lot of tension going on here. I'm seeing a lot of feedback here and a lot of people that are just... Denise is showing some knee action on the Joke Boys. I don't know what's going on, guys. Like I said, one of the most interesting podcasts I've ever had beforehand. Unfortunately, Pete's not answering, so he hasn't called
it. Podcast you've had.
One of the most intense.
Yeah, well, I mean, you had the nightmares of pain here.
Yep.
But they were not as
intense
as these guys.
No kidding. I mean, having them there, having them in the house,
look at the way they are. They're just sitting down like...
They haven't even smiled all night long, dude.
They have not smiled.
They have not smiled all night long.
If I smack him, will he smile?
No.
I'd rather smack him.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah, well,
that's
sure
a smile to his face.
I'm pretty sure that, you know, they're gonna bring a big smile to their face.
No
but
shit.
I mean, Vicente didn't answer?
He didn't answer, man.
Then leave him alone. We're not going to waste our time for this. Our time is too bad.
Right there. I sent him the phone number. Hopefully he gets it there. If he calls, he calls. He doesn't.
Okay, you know what? And before we leave, you guys, let me ask you a question.
Here we go.
Now, coming to me. You guys actually attacked in December the Exceptional Deal along with Sean Jones. Why me? Why did you guys come after me?
Because you don't know how to shut the fuck up.
But I wasn't even on the shows. I wasn't even there. I was a sick man.
See, if you paid attention to us since the beginning, we told you nobody is safe. And it doesn't matter. We're all about proving a point.
I know that. And you guys did prove a point. But why come after me knowing how sick I was, how sick I still am? And all that. Why me?
You see, hold on. Let's cut you off there because we actually have somebody important. Yeah.
You know what?
On the mic.
Hello? Okay, here.
Oh, Pete.
What's up? We hear you.
Hey, Who's talking shit?
Who do you think, big boy?
Big boy, look at yourself. Look at the mirror, fatty.
Okay. Well, name calling now. This is beautiful.
Let's keep up.
You know, I'm going to rip off that ass, Black Swan. Better calm your ass down before I go over there and kick your ass.
I mean, we're waiting, big boy. Let's go. Come on, baby. I'm waiting for this fight.
You talking smack? Man, what the hell have you accomplished? We've accomplished almost everything. You're talking a big game, just like this year. Ori, big talk. Yet I have yet seen any results.
Huh. What? Okay, I guess you can be fair. And I mean, beating up a gimp over here isn't enough. So, come on, Pete. Nightmares of Pain. Killjoys. It's gonna happen. It's inevitable at this point.
What? You're gonna rip more shit of us off, or what? You gotta keep painting your face like I do?
Oh, please. Like, dude, he started face painting. Look at that shit. Unbelievable.
This is getting good.
This is really getting good.
Okay, let me get more comfy. Let me get more comfy.
So, any words before I, because I'm gonna sign off pretty quick here. Any last words you gotta say to these guys?
If you're Killjoys, you don't impress me. You're kicking little kids' asses. Once you start kicking men's asses, then you can talk. But right now, you're rolling with the lock guys. It's not gonna get you anywhere.
Hold on, did he just say kicking little kids' asses?
Yeah.
Dude, you are one of the biggest bullies in that locker room, and you know it.
I'm the bully.
Yeah, you've been a big bully to everybody, man, and you know it.
I'm not the guy, and I don't like the Lacas. But Lacas, you're the one that's trying to bully yourself into everything.
Hey, they call me to co-host.
That's my no business. It doesn't concern you. This concerns me and Killjoy. It's not a fucking Takawana.
Yeah, you included me when you said that.
Oh, gosh.
Cool.
Man, that's going to be a good match.
That's good. That's a match I'm willing to see
and record
up close and personal when it does happen. Pete, thank you for calling, man. We will talk to you later.
Well,
hey,
se le espera todo, güey. Bye.
Honestly speaking, that is one match I would really love to see.
I think they would have to put two referees in that damn ring if these guys
were Carbon and Joe.
I don't know who the hell they're going to put out
there. Black, bro.
I don't know, but it.
I'm retired from refereeing.
Well, you could. Well, man. Yeah, well, you got. No, there's a personal interest.
I can still come
right
back
now.
I can still come back as a special guest referee.
You can't jump
problem.
In the ring with these guys.
The bullshit again.
Thank you. Sorry. Exactly. Thank you. Bullshit. You can't get in the ring with these guys. The personal vendetta with these
but
guys.
But let me tell you one thing. I would, honestly speaking, I would love to see that match. You guys against the Nightmares of Pain. God damn, that's gonna be a top-notch match. A top-notch. I mean, we got... God, man. I mean, that's just thinking about that match now. I'm going to have to get ringside tickets for that. Just sit down and enjoy the beating that these guys are going to give each other.
Let me know where you're seeing, because I know I'll have a perfect view looming over your head. But
anyways, guys. You're not that much taller than me.
Well, that's because I boosted the seat a little bit higher.
Whatever.
That's why we're completely the same height. You don't believe me? Let me
but guys, down. Once again, on. I will be honest. Brandon Morningstar, Battleslink, Jake Bishop. Hey, quit touching my ass.
There you go.
Quit touching my ass, cabrón.
You see? Damn. Who's short now?
No, but getting on a serious note before we actually sign off, guys.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, when I said that you guys have a lot of strength, a lot of potential, a lot of ability, a lot of smartness, I said that with honesty. You know, you guys, like I said, when I first saw you come out, doing what you guys did, I was like, holy shit, what the hell am I getting myself into with? I was like, okay, I can't say that I was glad I wasn't there, but what you guys did was very impressive. And you guys have what it takes to have gold around your waist. You already have one.
Mm-hmm.
You already have one.
Yeah.
But as a tag team, you guys have it.
Say the name for me. Go on, Cocoawate.
What is that?
Go on.
What? I can't see from here. I need my glasses, man.
You can't see.
Well, that's true. TWL Hidden Gem Champion.
The reason why I didn't want to say it, I don't even want to go there to talk about TWL. I don't ever want to know about that organization. I never want to even be around that organization.
It doesn't matter. The only fact that you have to do is you have to acknowledge.
And I do acknowledge that you are a champion. And I will acknowledge that both of you
have what it takes
to be tag team champions. You guys do have it. And I do say it.
And I got recommendations of the match because the Beaver Boy Bros are saying right here. So he goes, this match, if it does happen, guys, and this is going straight to you, Daddy No Chance. This happens. This has to be a no disqualification match with the Killjoys versus the Nightmare of Pain. It has to be no disqualifications. Because I've seen you guys fight the two nights ago with all the equipment you brought. You brought in a shopping cart, bro, lunch of shit. And you beat the crap out of it. And I would love to see that again, especially all in a ring. Don't be copying because it's bullshit. I'm telling you the truth.
No, I'm not copying because of that. No, you know what I would love to see it in? In a cage match.
Ooh.
In a cage match.
You really think a cage can contain all four of us?
How about
Think Nightmare's big ass can crawl over that cage?
You know what?
Not really.
I suggest a cage match would be a great idea. Yeah, a
close cage match.
Last man standing. Last tag team standing.
Man, that's going to be a very interesting match. Now, the question is,
damn it.
When
is it going to happen?
Well,
that's the question that everybody's going to ask themselves now. When is it going to happen?
Time and guess what?
I hope it can happen soon.
Guys, we're an hour and 1 minute on the podcast, guys.
Shit, man, you have left an hour and a half with me, bro. Oh, yeah. Come on. But then again, that was me.
It's unbearable, trust me. I know what today, I'm talking about. The professionalism these guys have today in the pod, containing themselves, not jumping over this table.
Just wait till the feed cuts off. Well, you know.
Oh, shit.
Guys, if you want to subscribe to us, I want to let you know to see the back. Subscribe right here. You can see what happened to this guy afterwards. It's going to be only for subscribers.
No.
Yes, it's going to happen. Only for subscribers. Remember, here comes Morningstar is getting up. He's walking over.
What are you guys doing?
You want to pull him out?
What's happening?
That was it. That podcast. They're taking him out the door, ladies and gentlemen. They're leaving. They're closing the door. I'm not there to videotape. Well, they're gone. This is weird. Someone's getting their ass kicked outside. They have nothing. Oh, Jesus. Oh, sound like gunshots out there, man. Hey, man, take the door. We're right here. Anyways, guys, we will see you next week. We will have wrestling again on our podcast in April again. We got some great guys coming in April. Next month, we got a schedule here set out for you guys. We got Miss Nikki Fuego coming in as herself. Talk about her career and all the great things she's done before she became a wrestler. We also have a John Deere Club coming up also. And
I owe you a new broom.
Oh shoot, hold on.
Still got some trash.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I don't got you on camera, but I take it Kakawata is not here with us anymore.
He's indisposed at the moment.
It's all
good. You might want to call maintenance right now.
I think they're talking about that third window. I think they're talking about the third window, right? Silence is the best answer. And last but not least, at the very end of March, second week, the end of March, I will have the voice actor for Silver Sonic, Pete Capella, on the podcast. That's going to be a great one. So tune in for that one, guys. Killjoys, I have you on camera. Thank you so much for joining us on our podcast. You guys are welcome anytime back to talk to us on how the career is going and all the backlash and the actual footage. Unfortunately, I didn't get video of what you did to Kakawate outside, which I wish I would have had.
Less you know, the better.
Just, yeah.
Okay. Any social medias where these guys can follow you guys?
Yes, on Instagram, Rattlesnake Jake Bishop. You can follow me there. And pretty much, you can keep up to date there with where the Killjoys will be.
Facebook, right. Brandon Morningstar.
There you go, guys. Simple to say, it's done. Like I said, this is one of the most interesting podcasts I've had in the last going on 6 years. I didn't even get a chance to congratulate Kakawate there before he left. He is tied for the most times as a guest to be on the podcast. 5 times already. He's tied with some other gentleman, which I cannot mention at the moment. But, guys, I just want to say thank you once again for coming out to our podcast. And nothing but freaking golden bridges for you guys going on and beyond and getting more gold medal around your waist, man.
Next time we're on the pod, we'll have a lot more gold.
There you go. There you go. And that's what I like to hear, guys. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our podcast for tonight. Oh, wait. I have some, last minute one. Throw them out the window. They did that already. And they said, put them for the table. Well, I think Omar, they did that outside. That's the thing. And I like Lali Marie. Aguilar saying bye, drug boys. Marie, I'd be very careful. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see.
Oh, is that ice coming?
Oh, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week on Thursday with Miss Nikki Fuego. Ask herself, not the wrestler, so we can get the inside of her whole story career going through this great journey she's going through in her life. We will see you next week, 7:30 p.m. Thursday night. And hopefully she's here. I think we should be all right. Probably better than get my wife.
Whatever is left over from the peanut. I mean, I'm pretty sure
you gotta be peanut butter out there somewhere. Later, guys, we will see you next week. Later, guys, peace out. Yeah, choreographed pain. Warriors grapple through the wind and the rain.